And we're live. All right, now we got to share this out. It's a Moron Monday show.
Oh, Moron Monday.
Moron Monday. You know.
You get more on Monday.
Yeah, I wish.
I know, right? You know,
get more headache Tuesday on Monday.
That's about the truth.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah, mine.
I had a pretty good weekend, though.
Yeah.
How about you?
Not too bad. A lot of R&R. Played a little hoop with the boy.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Pretty good. Yeah, it's not easy letting someone take two out of three from you.
Did he get you?
Yeah. I even gave him 10 points, Han.
Wow.
And the ball first. So I was just being a gentleman and a scholar.
That or he's just getting old enough to whoop you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
You know, you're 57 years old. You need to be careful what you're doing anymore.
Going on 48, yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
It's not easy, man.
No. And, you know, he's getting a little athletic. I took him with me fishing the other day. Dude, he was bouncing all over them rocks out there.
He loved it. Yeah, he told me he loved it.
We were on the bottom of the dam. So, you know, down there, there's slippery rocks everywhere. And whatnot. Yeah. He's bouncing around them things like, you know, nobody's business.
Good.
Yeah. So, hey, he was less afraid than you are of the water.
Than his pops. Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Well, he got me then.
Well.
What's been his week?
Well, yeah, I mean, if he smashed you in basketball, too, I mean.
Right.
I finally am starting to see some what would you call it? Hello, Sean. People come out and start talking about LeBron James.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Really? Well, no, I haven't seen it. No, I'm excited to hear this, though.
Oh, they're talking about him being a...
prima donna.
Yeah, with... hole on the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's been in my vocabulary about him anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, people are finally starting to say, okay, yeah, he's not the best ever. Yeah, he talks a big game, but he really doesn't do anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't like that. You know, if you're going to talk, do.
Right. Be a doer, not a, how's the old saying go? Be a doer, not a...
So, hello, Roger Abbott. I got to say, so I sent Don Newman a message, and I was like, dude, we got to get you on Morning Crankers.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Dude, he wants to. He's like a funny cowboy, mad political genius.
Him and Rocky are...
And Donna.
Donna. They're over the top, especially... Well, you get Don and Rocky together. It's like, oh, this is awesome.
Oh, awesomeness. I know. They're crazy good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you throw Ron Phillips on top of that. And you really got something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Entertaining as hell. Hello, Susan. Well, what do you think? Do you think we should get this thing going? It is more on Monday, so everybody's a little bit slow.
Let's get this thing started.
Yeah. Are you a little slow this morning?
No.
You're not sore at all?
No.
Well, you did bring in donuts.
I did bring in donuts. And I was here an hour and a half early for the show. How's that?
You were. And
you was up.
That was kind of nice, too.
Because it's Monday, and I didn't go to work yet, and I am not tired. So
that's odd.
That's why I'm here. I think that little basketball over the weekend.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, Monday morning. Monday morning.
Hey, that's one of the coolest-looking fire hydrants you ever see.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes people feel like that. I know I do once in a while.
I know, right?
You know what I'm saying? You know. It's okay. I mean, everybody has those days that you get drenched. Oh, hello, Carly.
Carly, good to see you.
It's
Tom Bowden.
Yeah.
Susan, good to see you.
What's the worst Monday you've ever had? Hello, Dan Maynard. Hello, Kim Libby.
Yeah.
Worst Monday you ever had. Go.
Worst Monday I ever had?
Yeah.
Was the one I think it was a Monday when I overslept for our show at one time. And
hello,
I came
Maya.
In 15 minutes to go to the show. And
yeah, that was kind of different.
That was bad. You know? My alarm clock did not go off that morning. Do not know why.
Well, you're a little, hello, Mandy. You're a little weird because sometimes your alarm clock goes off.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't and you wake up early because you're having a dream.
I know. That's weird. Dream about my alarm clock going off.
Skipping a bit. The audio is choppy.
Oh, no.
Hey, we do our thing, and they do theirs.
Pretty much. Yeah, they do their best to destroy our show. but you know what? That's why we have our show out on other platforms.
Yeah, you know.
Just saying it.
We do our thing, and you know, I'm watching the internet right now. Supposedly the best internet here in Missouri, right?
Right.
At least that's the way they sold it to me.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we got 5 green, and then it'll jump to 3 yellow. 5 green and 3 yellow. 5 green. You know, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, our internet's garbage. Just be honest.
Yeah, Missouri internet sucks.
Hey, what's going on, fellas and ladies?
Well, yeah. Everybody oversells and underachieves today.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Because it never used to be that way. It used to be you were supposed to undersell and overachieve.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah. It's a me generation.
Hello, Joseph. So you're on a new mic today.
Yes.
We're going to try it out.
Yeah.
It's actually your mic from the Liberty One days.
Yeah, the old Liberty One days when I had the old Deplorable Dan show over there.
How'd that work out for you?
Not so good. I got censored by YouTube hard. That's all I can say.
Yeah, yeah. I could say lots more, but I'm not going to.
I can, too.
So, anyways, you got beat by your boy in basketball.
I beat him once, but he beat me the next 2 times.
Well, do you ever think that was like a mercy thing where he allowed you
to win the first game?
Yeah, do you think so?
I don't think so.
Are you sure about that?
No. I didn't think he warmed up till the second game.
Sean says audio sucks.
Audio sucks? Wow.
Well, I'm going to pull it down.
And all right. Let us know how it sounds.
There's something with the video.
There is.
You know what I'm saying? There's something with the video.
We may just have to go to audio. We've been thinking about it. All right, now people,
they'll have to tell me. I just turned it down a little bit. Yeah. Just to see. You know what I'm saying?
It seems like when we get video interacting with audio, it just doesn't work.
It sucks.
But audio... usually pretty good.
You want to know something that doesn't suck? Craig said it's good on YouTube. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, Craig. That's
that is fascist book.
Yep, as I always called them, fascist book. I'm the one that started that one, folks, and it made it around.
Book.
I called them that back in the Deplorable Dan days.
Those sons of biscuits.
Oh yeah, I used to call them a lot of things.
You know what I'm saying?
We had that's back audio when was... I formed the word abomination of constipation and all those nice fine words.
Okay, so it's National Flag Day.
Yes, I love that.
I love the flag.
The flag. Matter of fact, I may walk with the flag after the show today.
Oh, you're doing a flag walk today?
Yes, since awesome. It is Flag Day.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Be looking for it, folks. Can't walk too long. I got to do laundry later.
All right, we got our audio engineer working for us. Craig says it's a little bit low. I just...
Because you just turned it down. So fascist book is the reason why our sound sounds bad today.
Yeah, well, you know, I would expect nothing less
from Zuck and Tillen.
But you know the great thing, go to YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's good there. Or Sounder.fm.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Or Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
Or Spotify.
We're on so many other platforms other than fascist book.
Yeah, they all get uploaded afterwards, you know. It's Giatus birthday, according to Matt Finn.
Okay.
So, thank you, Craig. Let's see. Roger Rabbit, what internet speed do y'all get? I just sped checked mine, and I'm getting 88.7, 4.6 up. I'm supposed to get 3 up and 50 down.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the big selling point. However, it's almost like there's a big business around here because some days it's just flying.
I think it's... It could
but some days it just sucks. It
could be one of the big businesses right down the sidewalk here. I've got a feeling I know which one it is.
Could be. Yeah, it could be. Is it 4T, you think?
I just won't say their name because we don't advertise.
That's true. Okay, it's National Army birthday. Maybe that's what he's saying. Hey,
Yeah, there we go.
Look at these guys. 100 gigabytes down. And, you know, to me, it's more about being up. It's what we got going up.
Right.
But when I first started the other show, I was literally on satellite internet.
Yeah.
You want to talk about going crazy? I mean, that was, remember those days?
Yes.
Like, there was like a minute and a half before you said something, and then it would come out on the other end.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Did you see we're both wearing a red shirt today?
Yeah.
The only difference is mine's good.
Mine got Yoda.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Army birthday. You happy about that?
Yeah, oh, I am.
Army's awesome. Army is like the dirty guys that go do the dirty work.
Yeah.
They get forgotten about a little bit.
Because of the Marines.
Yeah, because of the Marines.
More ground troops of Marines usually when we go somewhere.
Right. Speaking of the Army, National Guard Army, my nephew got to talk to my sister yesterday. That's always exciting because you don't talk to him for a little while. You know,
how's
they
that going? How's it going with him up there?
Awesome. Yeah, he started last October. He knew exactly what to expect. But, you know, that first, you know, you move out, you graduate.
Yeah.
Literally a week later, you move out.
He's already become a man.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether he knows it or not.
Yeah, I think he was kind of there before.
Probably was.
You know,
he seems like he had a good head on his shoulders.
He does.
Like to meet the kid one day.
Oh, you know what's crazy? He's only like an hour from us.
Really?
Yeah. He's doing his basic here in Missouri.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah. Dom, can't wait to see you. But
yeah, can't wait to meet you.
You know what? I think it's a good thing, you know, when they go in there and they do this. I can tell you, my oldest adopted son.
Yeah.
The Marines did him wonders.
Right.
Made him open up, toughened him up a little bit, you know.
Got him out of his habits that he had.
Right. Get him out of his, you know, social, that weird social funk that we can get in sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Took him right out of that. And I'll tell you something, gave him some self-confidence. I think self-confidence is very important.
I think the biggest thing.
You think so?
I think it is.
Self-confidence is a pretty big deal.
It is. And I think it's good for people that especially has got low self-esteem.
Absolutely.
And they go in and it makes them stronger mentally and physically.
It's International Bath Day.
Huh. Wow. That's something we all should do every day.
My sister said, you're going to have to show me how to find this live on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube.
Just type in Morning
Crankers. Type in Morning Crankers. It will take it to subscribe. Right to our page. You might have to subscribe first to talk, to chat.
To chat, yeah.
And then you just go under it. There'll be a big red button on there. It says live.
Yep. We're live on YouTube.
Yeah,
and it's so much better to watch it on YouTube anyway than Pastor's Book.
Right,
I'm not just saying it because I'm banned on Pastor's Book.
Go ahead and you can't share to Facebook.
No,
anymore.
I can't.
That's terrible.
I'm
dog. I'm going to go share YouTube to Facebook while you do. You want to start out with that really long story that you got?
And sure, folks, yeah, but it's really good story.
It's not going to be one of these.
No, it's not going to be one of those.
It's better.
We promise you that. We talked about this one this morning because I came over early.
It's more like that.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
It's so heart pounding.
Heart, okay, well.
Yeah, that's all I can say right now. Oh, heart pounding. All right. I renamed this story Heart Attacks. Cancel
heart attacks.
Yeah, heart attacks. Cancel culture with a true diagnosis.
Ooh.
Kevin Hart speaks out on cancel culture. When did we get to a point where life was supposed to be perfect? Kevin Hart addresses cancel culture and the controversy surrounding his past jokes in a new interview. According to Kevin Hart, he personally doesn't give a shite, we'll say.
Shite?
Yeah, we'll say shite or shite. About so-called cancel culture, but he certainly has a lot to say on the matter. The comedian and star of the upcoming Netflix film Fatherhood, who weathered his own backlash after old homophobic jokes resurfaced and resulted in him stepping down from his Oscars hosting gig in 2019.
Ooh.
He spoke out about internet outrage in a raw new interview with Sunday Times. He said, if somebody has done something truly damaging, then absolutely a consequence should be attached. Hart told the UK newspaper, but when you just talk about nonsense, when you're talking, someone said they need to be taken down, then shut the, you know, up. So what are you?
I didn't catch that part.
Shut the freak up.
Shut the front door
up. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you talking about? He says, when did we get to a point where life was supposed to be perfect? The Get Hard star continued, where people were supposed to operate perfectly all the time. I don't understand. I don't expect perfection from my kids. I don't expect it from my wife, friends, employees. Because last time I checked, the only way you grow up is from flipping up, we'll just say.
You mean screwing up, like
making
mistakes?
No, he said the F-bomb. I don't know a kid who hasn't, do that word again, up or done some dumb
stuff.
The 41-year-old touched on his own controversies, saying he didn't let the backlash affect him. He went on to argue that those who do make mistakes be given the opportunity to learn, grow, and move on. I've been canceled for what? 3 or 4 times. Never bothered, he said. If you allow it to have an effect on you, it will personally. That's not how I operate. I understand people are human, he says. Everyone can change. It's like jail.